there. I got the sun cream and I've only gone and drawn it on his back.
I love it.
Oh, but that's not Pete.
Isn't it?
Oh, very funny.
Avoid having the wrong kind of fun in the sun. At Specsavers, get 2-for-1, including sunglasses, from £70 with single vision lenses to the same prescription. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for details.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
Radio X.
Hello and welcome to the Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby radio show on Radio X. Ed is currently on his tour of Australia and New Zealand, so I asked my trusty assistant, Vin, to go down under at the local graveyard and exhume me a body. Together, we shall create a creature to keep me company this Sunday morning. That's right, Vin, lay the cadaver on the slab. It's a bit smaller than I expected. Still, I'm only co-hosting a radio show with him, not serving him to my extended family on Christmas Day. Now, let's add those classic personality traits that make Ed Gamble, Ed Gamble. Ed loves listening to metal. What have you brought me? What's this, Vin? Golf clubs? Yes, I know they're made of metal, Vin, but I was expecting you to bring me a copy of Cannibal Corpse's Tomb of the Mutilated. Fine, just throw them in. What about Ed's love of food? What have you brought me to represent his passion for food from all around the world? 4 different types of sandwich. It'll have to do. Let's throw them in. Cheese. Ham. Ham and cheese. And cheese and ham. In they go. And finally, something to represent Ed's unique style. His tattoos, his quirky fashion. Vin, is this a polo shirt from Percival Menswear? Throw it in! Now, just to pull this lever and harness the awesome power of electricity. Yes, the creation stirs. Speak, my creation, speak!
Rhys James, because Ed Gamble's busy.
It worked! My creation is alive! It's alive! Now, to teach you the only phrase you need on a Sunday morning, Rhys James, read this.
You're listening to Radio X. This is Kasabian.
It's all we need! It's all we need!
Radio X.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
Electric eel and
Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
Time to make some sense of what you want to say and cast your words away upon the waves. Sail them home with acquiesce on a ship of hope today, and as they land upon the shore, tell them not to fear no more. Say it loud and sing it proud today. And then dance if you wanna dance. Please, brother, take a chance. You know they're gonna go which way they wanna go. We know is that we don't know how it's gonna be. Please, brother, let it be. Life on the other hand won't make us understand. We're all part of a master plan.
With Radio X Oasis. Thank you for choosing to listen to the OG Radio X. It's Matthew Crosby with Rhys James. We're with you till 11 a.m. They are a good band though, aren't they? I mean, you know,
that's a good tune.
That's a good tune.
That's how we're
Wait,
starting.
Hang on a sec. This is
that's how we're starting the show on Radio
listen,
X.
Can we just drill down?
Pandering to Father's Day.
Can we just now that's what I call dad rock.
Can I shock you? We like Oasis.
Well, no, because Vin refusing to be drawn, I said they're a good band, and you qualified that with that's a good tune.
That's
as if to
tune.
Say as if to say they're not en masse
diplomacy.
Good.
No, that is
now,
like,
I know you're a company man. You can't really talk about this on the air, but what do you mean?
It's like point evidence analysis, isn't it?
I don't know. It feels like
that is
you're
a good tune.
Deliberately not answering the question.
You can't,
this feels like you've been media trained within an inch of your life.
You can't argue with what I just said. I just presented the statement that is a good tune.
Not hearing much analysis. I've heard point and evidence.
And then repeat of point.
And repeat of point.
I'm not even sure there's evidence.
I mean, I guess that's what that means.
We brought the evidence, we played the song, and you're just making the point that it's a good song. It is a good song.
But
anyway,
to clarify, you're saying there's a whole Radio X station dedicated just to Oasis. Mm.
That's right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
A CD.
You could be...
Sorry to burst the bubble. You could do that.
No!
That's a gig.
Well,
no.
I mean, the secret of radio, really...
It's a CD.
So let's not pull up that thread.
No, there's talking in between. You can't get this bit. Is there talking on the Oasis
station? Oh, there's talking on Radio X Oasis as well. Yeah. There are different shows. So some top tens.
Different shows.
Yeah. We've got some archive interviews. We've got some archive album playbacks.
There's Oasis Chill Out, where you just play Slide Away over and over and over again. You play it 14 times in an
Oasis
hour.
Oasis Bass, do you have that one?
That's right. Oasis Extra, where we play each song twice.
Great. Perfect.
Yeah.
Why not? Oasis Plus One.
Absolutely. Where we play what we played an hour ago. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Rhys James is here. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much
for
coming.
It's always an honour. It's always a privilege.
It's getting to the point now where Ed is so flipping busy that you are basically the main...
It's my show.
You're the main host
of
the
show. Yeah.
And then occasionally Ed pops in to say
hello. Ed wanders in when he can be bothered to be in the hemisphere.
He comes in, he does two consecutive shows. He goes, oh, it's a bit much for me.
He comes in, he slags off what we did.
Yes.
I would never do that to him.
He's got...
much bigger than me. Scary tattoos.
This is it. He's got the perfect setup now. We provide him with the content for the next show. Yeah. He comes back and goes, oh, you know what you were doing on that show, chatting about Oasis in the first link? That was rubbish. Anyway, here's Oasis.
Yeah,
well,
fair enough.
Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. What's going on in your life at the moment? Because the last time I saw you, which was last weekend, you said, I'm a bit worried about coming on the show. I've got nothing in my diary apart from I'm going to play golf
just
again.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
So mostly I've been looking forward to this. played golf again.
Oh, yeah?
Did play golf again.
Had it going?
Badly. don't want to talk about it.
Are you not good at golf?
No, I'm rubbish. That's why I go play all the time.
Because I don't play golf, but anyone I hear who... I think because golf... If someone said, oh, I was playing football with my friends, you think, well, you don't need anything there. I guess you need boots, right?
But that's I see, but I've invested in equipment.
Whereas golf feels like a real... Yeah, when my brother got into golf for his birthday, every present was some leather thing or whatever.
I think that's sort of...
He might put it to BDSM, actually, now. Now I think about it. A ball gag, right? You have to wear a ball.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Stop the balls flying in your mouth.
You just take it out to shout four.
Or four, depending on how much you're enjoying it.
Four. My God, yeah, I'd love to shout four. If it's a really good shot, you shout four on the golf course. It's so confusing. Often I'm ducking and it turns out, no, it's perfectly down the fairway. They're just really attracted to the shot. No, I know what you mean. There's a lot of... But I think, you know, it is Father's Day. A lot of dads get into golf because it gets very difficult to buy presents for dads. And they just go, there you go, golf balls. Or, as you say, leather things for your brother.
Leather things for my brother, yeah. I guess there's also, like, a kit, a uniform. The Pringles socks, you know, the Argyle sweater.
Okay. Mum, you haven't washed my golf kit.
My golf kit. I'm going to need to get two golf kits. I'm playing golf so much, I need to rotate my kits.
It's just shorts and a polo shirt, isn't it? And trousers?
You're playing in shorts, are you? Do you not play in like...
No, you're familiar with sort of like weather and...
Yeah, but do you not play in the trousers that go way out in the sides and then they stop about halfway down the shin and then you tuck them into your socks?
Oh, yeah, I would love to do that.
And a giant hat that
and I've got a big wooden stick that I hit the balls with.
Yeah, that's right, a big hat that looks like a mushroom.
It was like Pharrell.
like Pharrell or...
Are you thinking of golf? What do you think?
I might be thinking of Lee Francis on Celebrity Juice.
It does
now
feel
I think
like you're thinking.
It, yeah.
You always get the Lee Francis on Celebrity Juice and golf confused. That's why you're talking about ball gags.
That's exactly right. This is Sam Fender with A Little Bit Closer. You can, of course, listen to him on Radio X Sam Fender, but thanks for choosing us. Spirit. Well, come on, lift your head. the Fender Bender, Sam Fender, here on Radio X. It's Matthew Crosby and Rhys James, and what a show we have for you. There's going to be a lot of stuff in the show. I think I've got a good texter this week.
That's a lot of pressure on yourself.
I'm willing to put the pressure on myself. I think it's a good texter.
It's your confidence because Ed's not here to say that's rubbish. Because there's a hierarchy going on when I come in. I can't just come in and slag you off straight away. I have to leave that for Ed next week.
Do you know what? That's a very good point. Would I have said to Ed, I think this is going to be good? Yeah, I probably would still, because I quite like it going. I mean, I like it to be
quite
bad.
Quite like the steam coming out of his ears and his shaking his fist like he does every morning, Sunday mornings.
He is, he's an angry lad whenever I've got some enthusiasm for anything. but yes, we've also got a quiz. You developed a little quiz
for us.
I've
got a Father's Day quiz called How's Your Father Knowledge?
Oh, I love it.
We'll get a proper jingle, I imagine.
We'll work on something. It'll probably be the Osmonds Crazy Horses, and you having to cram all of that into the few beats you've got.
How's your father?
Knowledge. Yeah, there you go. It's done. Just clip that bit up, okay. And we've got it. So that is all to look forward to. Stay tuned for all of that.
Radio X. With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their on-trend features.
Radio X. From the director of Top Gun Maverick.
Formula One is a team sport. We all lose our jobs if you can't pull off a miracle.
No pressure.
Starring Brad Pitt, Damson Idris, Kerry Condon, and Javier Bardem.
I'm offering you a seat in Formula One. If you win, you are the absolute best.
F1 the movie, in cinemas June 25, filmed for IMAX. Book tickets now.
Managing your business is a big task. To then stay on top of the numbers as well, you're only human. That's why the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform supports your business growth as the number one recommended cloud accounting software. Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals, verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Happy Hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
At Boots, we've got your summer sorted, whatever the season has in store. From hay fever relief to take on that hike without letting the pollen stop you, to the latest beauty must-haves so you can glam up for a night out and freshen up the next day. Or sunscreen to protect your skin all summer long, whether you're playing in the garden or relaxing on the beach. With offers on thousands of beauty, health and holiday favourites, that's your summer sorted. Boots, with you for life. Always read the label, see boots.com for details.
What's it like watching the new Sky Glass TV? Well, with Dolby Audio and a 4K HDR screen, wow, that Jaguar looks so realistic.
It feels like you're right in the middle of it.
But telly. Sky Glass, the TV made by Sky. Find out more at sky.com today. Sky TV subscription required. UHD Dolby pack required to watch content in 4K. Broadband minimum speed 30 megabits per second.
Looking to travel out of London with your friends this summer and want to save money? You could get a third off your train tickets when you travel as a group of 3 to 9 people. Simply book your group's tickets together for the same journey and see how much you can save with Group Save. So, what are you waiting for? Alert the group chat and start connecting to the people and places you love for less with Group Save. Nothing beats being there. Group Save is available on off-peak rail travel in the southeast. Selected routes only. Terms and conditions apply.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, with our summer savings, you can get an F dishwasher for just £149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy 5 or more units. Dishwasher offer ends the 18th of June. 1 per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
Ed Gamble and Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
I can't make you hang around.
Matthew Crosby.
With Rhys James.
Radio X.
It's Matthew Crosby, it's Rhys James, it's Radio X. And that's the end of the song. So, yes, Father's Day, obviously it's Father's Day.
Yeah, you're a
Day.
Father.
I am, and thank you very much. I've realised the sort of dad... One of the things about being a dad, being a bit older, being a dad, is that a lot of it is sort of like letting go, right? Letting go of what you know, your worries about what people think of you, and just kind of just, you know, not worrying too much about wearing the same clothes all the time, you know, that kind of thing. And I realised this actually at Vin and I went to LCD Sound System on Friday night. We had a great time. It was fantastic.
Good band.
But everyone was dressed terribly.
A lot of dads there.
Yeah.
And there was what I liked about it was a lot of dads really letting go.
Really going for it.
Man. Yeah. And I put myself in that group as
you
well.
You didn't stop.
They
played for about 2 hours and you didn't stop moving for about 2 hours.
I was, yeah, my Fitbit was panting by the end of it.
You were grooving away.
I was really great. And also...
What are we talking, mosh pit?
No, not mosh.
Swinging your arms around?
No. We couldn't have been further at the back.
Right, okay.
We were stood...
Right next to the bar.
We were stood at the back, next to the bar, next to the sound.
When you say couldn't stop moving, you mean to and from the bar.
No, no.
And toilet.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? Because I'm not drinking at the moment, so I had nothing stronger in my system than a can of Diet Coke and quite a lot of hay fever medication.
Yes.
I was really suffering. I tried to go for a bit of food with Vin, and I had to leave to go to Boots. It was like I was really, really suffering. So, hay fever medication, can of Diet Coke, and some water, and I danced, honestly.
Oh, my God.
I danced for two hours.
What am I listening to?
I danced for 2 hours. I was really going for it. And I was thinking, this is the way I would have danced when I did drink and all the rest, you know. But I don't care.
So you're saying you would have needed the alcohol to release your inhibitions, to quote Natasha Bedingfield, and feel that rain on your skin. Absolutely. But in this case,
of other men on my skin.
You were happy to feel it completely sober.
Yeah, and I was stood next
to a bit of fexofenadine.
I was loratadine. I'm actually mixing my loratadine with cetrazine hydrochloride as well, which I don't know if that's safe to do. That's just what I'm doing, okay? I'm not condoning.
Plus whatever's in Diet Coke these days.
Absolutely. It doesn't cure your hay fever, I know that much. So, leaping around, throwing myself about, really, really going for it. There was another guy as well, a kindred spirit. He was dancing around as well, very close to me.
His name is Vin.
No, a vindred spirit. My vindred spirit,
Were you stock still?
Oh, no.
You were dancing as well.
I was grooving. Yeah.
But you had your real group of pals, right?
Sure.
Your group of pals. I was very much a late addition. A pal dropped out. And he had to say to...
A ringer for an LCD sound system.
He had to say to his friends, would you mind if I brought someone from work? Hear me out. He's a 45-year-old man. Yes, he's a dad of two from Reckon. He will... Yes, if you go for a drink afterwards, he will talk about his kids.
But he will be dizzy on antihistamines.
He will be absolutely off his chops.
So this is what you're claiming. You're selling this as the benefit of ageing.
I'm saying I didn't... No, I was sitting next to another guy. We were really both sort of really, really going for it. And then he said, hello, I'm Danny, by the way. I really like your radio show. And I thought, yes, this is what we're talking about. These are the kind of, this is the demographic. I am my own demographic. And that's exactly the position I want to get to.
It must be weird to be recognised from your dancing style.
I'm a hell of a dancer.
I've only heard his voice and he's not spoken, but that's got to be Matthew Crosby from Radio X, hasn't it? The way he's moving.
Can I tell you another thing about LCD Sound System? They're a band I've loved. I mean, the last time I saw them was 15 years ago. I've been listening to them pretty much ever since. I'll tell you what I don't know about LCD Sound System. One lyric.
Yeah.
I realise this.
Yeah.
Every time I go this, no idea. I know you spend 5 years doing something and then the next 5 years doing another thing. Don't know what those things are. I've just... Mm. Because I've always been hammered. And I've always gone, and then the next 5 years...
So this surely was your opportunity this year. So did you learn all the lyrics this time?
No, I didn't know until I got to the gig. Oh, I didn't know until I was in the gig.
You've got to revise before a gig.
I've got to get that lyric genius up on my Spotify, haven't I?
You not only know the words, but the meanings. Genius. Turning to everyone saying, so that actually represents... He's actually mixed metaphors there, but he's done it on purpose.
This is actually talking about being an old man. This is what all the songs
really speaks
about,
to me.
Yeah. This is Coldplay, Speed of Sound, here on Radio X.
Oh.
Speed of Sound here on Radio X. It's Matthew Crosby and Rhys James. Ed Gamble is away in the Antipodes, and I'm sure he's having a wonderful time. We wish him all the best. What's he doing right now? Is he just about to go on stage?
Is it about 8 p.m.? Is that right?
I guess so, yeah. Maybe he's on stage right now.
Coldplay, you know? Father's Day.
That's his pre-show.
Of course it is.
He comes on at the speed of sound. He comes on a hang glider. That would be good, actually. I think this is the problem with, you know, people used to come on stage in quite a cool way, you know. Mm. When I was a lad, when you had, you know, Newman and Badil, and Rob Newman would come on the electric skateboard. Have you ever seen that footage of Rob Newman coming on stage?
It sounds so cool.
He was on an electric skateboard. Genuinely, at the time we thought, this is the coolest thing that's ever happened to stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
How do you normally enter the stage? Traditional walking, is it?
Bit of walking for me. Heel to toe, if you don't mind. Arms out. Arms fully out, basically gesturing like an absolute rock star.
Yeah,
you know.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
It really is me.
So I think initially would do that as a sort of like ironic to the room size, and then you just get like just to a normal sort of theatre, and it does just like you're going, I'm God, but I've not realised this is a half-sold 400-seater.
But you do have to project some sort of element of confidence when you walk out on stage.
Absolutely.
You know? So nothing better than the arms straight out. I tell you what, once at a theatre that we found a stepladder backstage, and so it was the three of us in Pappy's, and so we moved it to right the edge of, there was like a curtain, we moved it to right the edge of the curtain, and we all entered by running up the stepladder and jumping. By the way, another
Harlem Globetrotters.
Exactly, yeah. No one knew how we were coming from such a height, especially when
they
couldn't see the ladder.
They could just see you like lemmings.
Yeah,
just going off.
So the comp pair goes, please welcome Pappy's, and they come out. We come out from apparently a balcony. We just leapt onto the stage. And by the way, another classic thing that we were killing ourselves backstage to get how funny it was. It really scuppered the rest of the gig. It really did.
People didn't know what was going on.
And I think Clarky rolled on his ankle. But apart from
that, I think you've got two options to get on stage as a comedian. You walk or electric skateboard. And anything more than that is a disgrace. It's just going to put people off.
Anyway, plenty to come on the show. We've also got Reese's Father's Day quiz. So stay tuned for that.
B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their thoughtful advice and design.
Radio X.
Tic Tac gets it. Rain on a weekend is rough. But look on the bright side. Now there's zero risk of turning up to work Monday with the kind of sunburn that would make a salmon wince. Plus, barbecue food tastes better drenched. It's a fact. For legal reasons, we need to clarify this is not a fact. So feel the rain on your skin and enjoy it. Ah, Tic Tac. Refresh your perspective.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot mayo.
Danger, danger.
Make it hot.
Have Otis.
Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases.
It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg.
What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable, subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
Darling, hold my hand.
Summer's here, and so are our great last-minute getaways. Book a Jet 2 holiday for this June and save £200 per couple with MyJet 2. From the amazing Algarve to gorgeous Greece, we've still got great rooms available in our best hotels. Don't miss out. Book now. Jet 2 holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Capture natural protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the Givinter, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Guess the correct Radio X artist to unlock the box to win 25 grand. Day 10, and we spoke to Liam.
Hello, Chris.
And his guess was...
The Jam.
But he was wrong, which means the £25,000 box game rolls over to day 11. And it's back tomorrow morning on The Chris Moyle Show.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Not the cover of the Bewitched song.
It's a shame.
It's a real shame.
What a wasted opportunity.
I know. You know what they should be doing live in their shows is doing a little mashup of the two.
Oh, lovely.
Throw it in, you know, because they basically, the Stereophonics do dress a bit like Bewitched anyway. You know, the double denim is a look that Kelly Jones has rocked on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
It's a very lateral move for the lads. anyway, it's, of course, Rhys James and Matthew Crosby here. I'm going to launch my texter, which I believe
to
be
good. Oh, my God,
I
can't wait.
I believe this to be good. So the other night...
You would never have built it up this much if Ed was here. You true. Know it's I'm not brave show. Enough to tell you it's bad.
Well, you can tell me it's bad in a second.
I'll be saying it's good no matter what. Thank you.
No. I want you to be completely honest. It's got to be authentic. We have to have an authentic reaction.
I can't
reaction.
Be completely honest because next week, I'll suddenly tune in, it'll be you and Susie Ruffle.
No, Susie's not returning our calls. We've tried. We've tried. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's going to be an anecdote to it first. I can't do an entire anecdote.
Drum roll pre-anecdote, I think.
I'll have a second drum roll then.
Okay, yeah. I'll cue the drum roll.
Get several different length drum rolls ready, if you don't mind.
So last weekend, when I last saw you, we'd both been to see Ivo Graham's show.
Ivo Graham's sad show.
His Ivo Graham's sad theatre show about his sad life. And it was very good. We had a very, very good time. And I was there with Josh Widdicombe. Now, Josh arrived. He said, I'm very, very tired. I'm going to try and order a tea at the Soho Theatre Bar. They weren't serving tea.
Good.
So he ordered... So I was having a Diet Coke. He said, I'll have a Diet Coke as well. I've never had a Diet Coke.
What?
Yes.
Astonishing.
Astonishing, right? I've never had a Diet Coke. He then, by the way, went on to a party that was sponsored by Diet Coke, weirdly. Weirdly, he didn't realise the party was sponsored by Diet Coke until he arrived, but he'd never had a Diet Coke before in his life. That was his first ever Diet Coke. His review, it's very sweet. It certainly is. Anyway, this week...
Not to channel the energy of Ed, but I think I know what the text is going to be, and I think that texture is good.
Thank you.
But the anecdote is absolutely mind-boggling. It was like no one else was here for a second, and then I sort of thought, I don't feel like I am here when you said, his review, very sweet. It is very sweet, and I was like, I haven't said anything for ages, and I have nothing to contribute.
I think that's fine, though. Listen, you don't need to contribute anything. We can all agree that Diet Coke is very sweet.
And
it
happy
is.
Birthday but it's not as sweet as it could sweet. Be.
Happy birthday to Joel, yes.
Yeah.
It's not as sweet as it could be, but it is crucially, if you're
it's
used to drinking
than
tea...
Water, but it's not as sweet as
if you're drinking
Coke.
Tea without a sugar, then it is very, very sweet, if that's what you're expecting to hit your pipes. Anyway, and then this week, now Charlie thinks this is mad. I've signed up for an app... I've started playing the game Wordle. You know the game Wordle?
What is happening?
So I've signed up for the New York Times app, right?
Of all the apps that you can sign up for that your wife isn't happy about, I'd say Wordle.
No, it's not that she's not happy about it. She's like, why have you suddenly got into Wordle?
Oh,
like,
you're doing it very late.
Everybody else in the world has not only played Wordle, but is now bored
of
Wordle.
Of it, yeah.
And now you're going around going, oh, have you done your Wordle
So
today?
have you done your first Wordle in the last...
Yeah.
Week.
So Josh Widdicombe had his first Diet Coke. I played my first ever game. And by the way, now I've got the archive. I'm lacing through it. I'll get on a train and go, I'm just going to do March 2024 and just do the whole month of Wordle. Grrr, get it into
my 30 a day, but it's Wordle.
It's Wordle, exactly, yeah.
So are we ready for the question now?
So, yeah. So, the texter for today is... What are
There we go.
What are your late firsties? What have you done for the first time, but it's way, way, way too late, okay? It doesn't have to be this week, but it can be... what were you late to the party on? That's what we're asking. It's 83936 on the text, or you can WhatsApp us through the Global Player. Do you know what? This is the first time I've ever heard the band No Doubt. Can you believe it? Of course it's not true. I love them. It's Radio X.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I stand? This world is forcing me to hold your hand. Cause I'm just a girl, a little lonely. Well, don't let me out of your sight. Oh, I'm just a girl, a pretty effigy. So don't let me have any rights. Oh, I'm hurting
doubt about it. She's just a girl. That's what she'll tell you. That was No Doubt, Just a Girl. This is Radio X. Reese James.
I enjoyed it, you
Matthew
know, man.
Crosby. It's Sunday morning. It's Father's Day. And Matthew has asked us the important question. What are you late to have done or something?
What are you late first?
What have you never done, but then you did?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
What are your late firsties?
What are your late firsties?
All based on the fact that Josh Widdicombe was born in a cult and has only been allowed to try Diet Coke for the first time aged whatever age he is.
41?
Google.
Is
41.
Is he 41? Something like that. So it's 40 years of not drinking Diet Coke.
Well, no Diet Coke for 41 years.
You don't really want to have him in your first sort of 10 years of your life. My kids, my kids fetishize those sort of things, though, because they're like, oh, I really want to drink Coke. It seems really exciting. It seems really grown up. And then they drink it, and it's actually quite an unpleasant
it's
thing.
It's too much.
It's quite unpleasant for you. For, yeah.
Have you not had, Josh? You haven't had Coke or Coke Zero or any cola?
I'll message him. I'll ask him.
I need to know.
Because I know that it was his first ever Diet Coke. But that still seems pretty wild, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
To get to 40 and not have had
this
Diet
feels
Coke.
Like this might be the first time this show makes the headlines.
Yeah. This is the certainly Chortle. Looking minimum Chortle. Could be the Sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be the Daily Mail.
Slow day.
Yeah.
My Coke Hell. Josh Widdicombe. It's a little clickbaity, the headline, but still. So Kathy Rivett writes, I nearly had my first tofu the other day, but got scared. I've not eaten meat in over 10 years. What are you eating if you're not eating your substitutes?
What is going on there? Yeah, scared of tofu.
Scared of
tofu. Because it's too meat-like.
I guess so, yeah.
The one thing people don't say about tofu is it's just
it's
like meat.
So much like unless you haven't eaten meat for most of your
years,
life.
Yeah,
exactly. Have you got one, Reese?
I was really scared of Lime bikes for a while and how to access them. They were just something that I could see other people do looking joyous.
I've
and
never
thought,
done
I will never figure out how to do that. And then got drunk, got shown how to do it, and now I am addicted.
But that's
hopefully
true of lots
I can
of
steal a few
life,
headlines there from Josh Widdicombe.
So how do you do it, by the way? Because I've never done it.
Well, actually, it's a QR code that you have to do, and we have a text here from Paul in Boothstown. That can't be real. That says, I was late to the party with QR codes. I thought you needed a special phone to use them.
I did as well.
You need a special phone to get a Lime bike, it turns out.
When I first heard about QR codes, I downloaded an app that was called like QR Code Reader, not realizing that your phone is a QR code
reader.
Yeah,
any camera. Well, no, any phone camera, crucially. Not any.
Not any, no.
Don't point a film camera at a QR
not
code.
Not the old box brownie. You can't just point one of those at a QR code and expect to get to the website. Anyway, it's 83936 on the text, or you can WhatsApp us through the Global Player. If you've not used WhatsApp, get yourself on WhatsApp, guys. It really is fantastic. And keep those coming in. What are you late to the party on?
Radio X. With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their high-quality materials.
Radio X.
You modern-day saint. Stepping in when the teaching assistant fell ill. Look at those little faces. Bask in the warm glow of their gratitude. Now, where's the coffee? Is that instant? But you, sir, are a smart cookie. You've snuck in a Taylor's coffee bag. Real ground coffee in a bag that tastes real good. Double geography later, bring it on. Taylor's coffee bags. Where there's hot water, there's great coffee.
Every business needs a solid foundation to grow. And for over 4 million businesses worldwide, that foundation is Square, the point of sale system. You see, it's more than just payments. Square helps you manage orders, check inventory, track sales, manage appointments, and so much more. Join at square.com. Square. Business in better shape.
Square Up Europe Limited is authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority under the Electronic Money Regulations 2011, registered reference number 900846.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair, and if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
This isn't just a train seat.
It's saving money for the things you enjoy most. Get cheap train tickets to London, Liverpool and Birmingham.
Pay less. Do more.
With London Northwestern Railway.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade. Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
What lurks within?
Ghostly Manor. The new spooky family adventure at
Porter's Park.
Radio X. News update next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 9, Sir Keir Starmer says there will now be a public inquiry into grooming gangs. He says it's the right thing to do after a report found institutional failures across the country. The Labour MP for Rotherham, Sarah Champions, told Radio X why she thinks the review is necessary.
What I don't know is, are the local authorities, the police across the country, understanding, recognising and preventing this form of abuse?
The Tories say the inquiry should have been announced sooner. The UK is sending more RAF jets to the Middle East. Israel's worried Iran is making a nuclear weapon and both sides have continued to attack each other. At least 8 people have reportedly been killed in strikes on northern and central Israel. 2 people have died skydiving in Devon. Investigators are trying to work out exactly what happened at an